The deaths of all three men, welders for the company Best Mechanical, have been ruled accidental, according to a Dallas County Medical Office spokesman. The workers were reportedly repairing a 30-foot-deep water tank under the downtown Dallas skyscraper, which is undergoing a renovation. Inspectors for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration are still investigating. Regulating safety on construction sites is a big job, says Juan Cardoza of the Workers' Defense Project.
It's one OSHA inspector per every 105,000 workers. So you can imagine that when these safety regulations aren't enforced, you know, when there is nobody on the site, working can become deadly.
He says Texas is the most deadly state in the country for construction workers. John Purcell works just a block from where the fire started. He's a project manager for Farmer Environmental and is overseeing asbestos removal.
We feel for them. We feel for the families of the workers. Most of the guys from site to site know each other, and we all work really hard to not let that happen on our job sites.
Dallas Fire Rescue says the company that employed the three workers didn't have a valid permit to weld at the site since 2009. Dua Hli, Sai Kow Tau, KERA News.